Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Scott McKillop, who's the CEO of First Ascent Asset Management. Scott, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike. I'm really looking forward to our conversation today.
Yeah, me too. Get us started with your story. What's your background and your entrepreneurial journey to this point in your career? What got you into financial services back in the day?
Yeah, well, I actually started out life as a lawyer back in Washington, D.C., went to law school, became a securities lawyer, and even worked at the SEC a little bit as an intern when I was in law school. So I got very familiar with the asset management business and then went to work for one of my clients after practicing for about 15 years. And I've been in the asset management business ever since, providing portfolio management services to financial advisors. That's been about 30 years now. So
just quite, a minute or two, time. Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm really pleased that you are just bold about having that attorney background. You know, some people are like apologetic, like,
yeah, I hope you won't hold it against me.
Right.
It's just a fact of life. So,
well, but in all seriousness, I do feel like that is such a great background, because with the word compliance, and you want to make sure that your asset management firm is coming at things from a legal standpoint and not just let's just get her done and bull in a china closet. So I really think that is a huge plus. So tell us a little bit about First Ascent. What do you guys do and how do you serve your clients?
Yeah, so we are what's known as a TAMP, turnkey asset management provider or program. We provide portfolio management services to financial advisors who want to outsource that to somebody who's got expertise in that area. So we provide portfolio management services. We do performance reporting, do billing, provide lots of assistance to advisors to help them in their practices and to serve their clients better.
So, since I'm not in your business, I'm going to try to summarize what you just said to see if I'm close. So if I'm a financial advisor and I've got all the knowledge and I've got all of the certifications and letters after my name, and I've got clients that I work with that I want to make sure their money is safe and growing for retirement, I personally might not like the minutia of moving money from this to that and watching the markets and sectors. I might want someone like your firm to do all of the back office kind of work so that I then am going, okay, good. That's kind of what I wanted to do. And then now I'm going to my clients going, here's your wonderful returns. I've got reporting and these pretty charts and aren't we wonderful? But in reality, you're the back office. The advisor didn't really up their sleeves and do all of the, you know, hard work on the front end.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And sometimes advisors want to work with us because they don't have the background or the expertise to do the investment management work. There are a lot of advisors these days who are more interested in financial planning or insurance or some other aspect of the business. And they want the portfolio management done by somebody who knows what they're doing. Other times, as you said, it's advisors who've been doing it for a while, but they realize that it puts a limit on their growth potential if they're the ones who are doing all the due diligence and all the research and all the trading and the generating performance reports and so forth. It takes a lot of time. And so what they get from working with us, in addition to high quality investment management services, is they just get a lot of their time back. And
yeah,
that's a huge plus for a lot of advisors.
It reminds me of like when you are going to a seminar as a business owner, and maybe your forte is not bookkeeping and numbers. So should you go take courses on that and learn all of that? But yet when you sit down to do your bookkeeping, you just this pit in your stomach. Or yeah, should you go, you know what, why don't I just outsource it to someone that's going to know all my bookkeeping backwards and forwards? And I have this freedom now to save time. Yes. But also my mental energy to go, wow, I don't have to worry about that. And now my highest and best use of my time is whatever, networking, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Same with what you guys are doing is a firm should consider outsourcing their investment management to a third party for, yes, time, but also just that mental anguish if it's not your thing, right? Why, yeah. if you're a C student in math and an A student in something else, yeah, you should maybe get your C up to a B minus, but don't try to get it to an A because maybe you never will. So work in your lane.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we, you know, this is our specialty. So we do, this is what we do all day long. We don't sit down face to face with clients. We just, we're kind of geeky people who do the research on the investment management side of things. We've got four CFAs on our investment committee, a PhD economist, and, you know, a SEMA CFP, you know, a lot of talent there. And why would an advisor want to have to go try to replicate all of that? You know, it's sitting right there. And it's there at a cost, which is very affordable. So a lot of advisors will use a firm like ours just because it could be more cost effective. You know, they don't have to pay for all of the resources that are necessary and all the individuals that are necessary to do the portfolio management.
Because one choice that an agency would have is, let's hire this person to do all of this for us. And you got to make sure their credentials are well and their experience is great. And then you've got whatever, HR fee, all of those things. But the outsourcing eliminates all of that. So time, you know, speed to market, all of those kinds of things. So it kind of makes me wonder too, maybe the advisor has a specific strategy and plan that they like to, you know, recommend to their clients. Do you then follow that with how you're going to manage those investments for that firm, for the client? Do you take that into consideration, or do you say, nope, here's how we do it, and hopefully that fits in your plan? I'm being facetious, but you know, talk a little bit about how you customize that then for the firms.
Sure. Well, we have over the years, we've developed quite a few different types of portfolios that advisors could use, because just for this very reason, we have advisors who come to us and they say, well, my preference in investment management is I like passive strategies. I like low cost of passive, or somebody else may come and say, I need an ESG strategy. Or I want portfolios that use dimensional funds, you know, DFA funds. So all these different requests that we've gotten over the years. And so we have five different series of portfolios that are designed to take care of most of the requests that an advisor would have. And so advisors can pick and choose depending upon the client and their own preferences, which of those portfolios they want to use. But we also do have customized relationships with advisors who come to us, and you know, these can range from our investment team really serving as kind of an outsourced chief investment officer type service, where we don't maybe do any of the back office work, the trading, but we actually kind of join the investment committee, if you will, for the advisor, and work through all of the decisions about what the portfolio should look like. And in other cases, we'll take over the management of a custom series of portfolios that an advisor might design themselves. And so it can, you know, it can be a pretty broad range of services that we'll provide.
And the firm never feels like they're, you know, lost in the shuffle and, you know, wow, I didn't want you to do that. Nope. They're the one right there, lockstep with you. You're lockstep with them, and you take into consideration their preferences for their client. So it again just goes right back to saving time, effort, and we're going to bring, you know, let you guys do what you do best, and the advisor and the firm do what they do best, which is relationships or whatever else that they're focused on.
Yeah. When we do the customized work, when we're managing customized portfolios for advisors, we're very selective about the relationships we take there. So we don't want to have our bandwidth used up, you know, with somebody who's got, you know, three accounts or something like that. And so, you know, we want those to be significant relationships where we can put in the time and the energy and really work with the advisor to do a good job managing those portfolios.
So when you do that well, that's wonderful, but that's kind of more of a operational, you know, you need us to do this. We're doing it extremely well. What else do you guys do to support your advisors to help them grow their business? Because yes, this helps grow the business because you're delivering a wonderful product, but what other things are you doing to come alongside and kind of help the advisors grow their firm?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of it is just making sure that the performance of the portfolios is really good. You know, a lot of the advisors use our investment committee. They actually put our investment committee members on their website to show the credentials and the quality. So we allow them to do that as long as they properly disclose who we are and what the relationship is. We also do a lot of work helping advisors develop proposals for their clients. We have an automated tool that we use to help advisors generate proposals. Really, they can generate the proposals online in very short order, you know, a couple minutes, if they know what their client's situation is. We provide a lot of educational material. So that's both for the advisors and for the clients. So if, you know, clients have a question about, say, inflation, which is a big topic today, you know, we've got a piece that advisors can provide their clients, and they can either have our logo on it, or they can, we'll private label it for them. You know, a lot of, I think we've got maybe 30 different pieces that are kind of the most commonly asked questions, you know, why market timing is a bad thing, and what the downside of that might be, why diversification is a good thing, you know, just kind of all the topics advisors might want to talk to their clients about. We've got those topics covered. So just a lot of resources that are there to really support the advisors in dealing with their clients.
To prop them up and make them look good to their clients, to earn the business, retain the business, yeah, get new referrals, because it's like, you know, everything in that, in some of those reports that you were mentioning on inflation or whatever the topic is, that yeah, advisor can speak to that in a drop of a hat. Yeah. They just didn't have time to put together and format it and put yeah, the content in there. So, wow, if you hand that to me and I can, you know, put my logo on it and provide it to my client when my client has a question about this, I can speak to it, you know, wonderfully. It's just, wow, I'm going 100 miles an hour. I don't have yeah, time to create all of those yeah, pieces of collateral.
Yeah. No, I mean, just imagine. So from where we sit, we get, you know, hundreds of advisors asking us questions. And at a certain point, those questions start to, you know, be the same. You know, we see a pattern. Yeah. So here's a topic that's of interest to a lot of advisors. So rather than the advisors taking the time to do that, that piece and address that topic, we'll do it. We have a research team that can do it.
And so you become their Cyrano.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
In a great way, right? Yeah. It's like, let's, you know, before you even have this concern or question, hey, we've put together this piece on, and I thought this would be helpful. And now here's the client going, wow, boy, that report you put together was so clearly laid out, and I like that piece about. Thank you so much. Oh, I had one other question, and they ask it, and the advisor, of course, knows the answer, but yep, this is collateral that helps them look good.
Yeah.
I think that is so important today, because I've heard it said that people, you know, want to buy whatever product or service, they just want to understand what they're buying.
Yeah, no, exactly. And we try to make everything that we do very simple. This is true both for the advisors we work with and for the material that we create for clients. In our industry, it's all too common that people get caught up in the jargon and, you know, charts and graphs and all, trying to be as much of a rocket scientist as they can. And they sort of lose people in the process. And, you know, our view is that this isn't really, at the end of the day, it's not rocket science. There are some fundamental things that you need to know, and some ways you need to invest that will increase your odds of success. And these are things that we can write down in ways that people can understand. And there's no point in trying to make it seem confusing or mystical. It's just, you know, it's really important, we think, to especially for clients, to understand what the heck is in their portfolio and why it's there and what the point is and how they should behave. This is another aspect of what we do. A lot of the pieces that we write are actually behavioral pieces designed to just help clients understand how markets work and what you should do when you run into a, you know, bumpy patch in the markets, and how to behave as a successful investor. So we're trying to train them not only about investment topics or just general topics like inflation, but also just like what you can do, how you can yeah, control your own behavior to improve your chances.
I like the, you use the word behavior. It reminds me of something, and let's see if I'm correct in thinking this way. It's like the old Wayne Gretzky quote, "I skate where the puck is headed." Well, yeah, if you can tell the market, you know, the market of retirees or clients, well, here's the way you should view this, or here's, you know, if this happens, yeah. don't be alarmed because here's what we expect. I think if you can be proactively teaching your clients and market and prospects, yeah. hey, here's what you can be looking for. And here, when you see this, it's no problem because it's this. And oh, you just wait it out. All of a sudden now it maybe stems some of those, you know, calls into the office to go on, oh my word, the market moved to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So,
helping them to formulate ways they should be thinking will yeah. help alleviate some of the stressors. And that makes the advisor's firm look great. And if you're doing that for the advisor, boy, that's going deep into that psychological, you know, teaching space.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like flying an airplane. If you didn't know what the experience was going to be like and you hit turbulence, you know, in midair, you might think you were, you know, about to die and you might run to the door and try to get out of the airplane. But, you know, that's a bad idea. You know, you stay in your seat, you keep your seatbelt fastened. And it's the same way in investing. If people understand what they're supposed to do and that down markets don't mean that the world is about to end or that you're going to lose all your money. But there are certain behaviors that you can follow and observe that will get you through successfully to a safe landing, if you will. That's very helpful to people. And there's really, unfortunately, no training that that most people get to just teach them the basics about how markets behave and how they should behave in the face of difficult times or in the face of really good times.
Yes. Yeah. Let's not get too exuberant. You know, yeah, let's keep it in exactly. balance and, yeah. you know, things might be going great and yahoo, and I'm going to make this move and it might yeah. be the right move, but it might be too much of it. So, yeah, I think that's a really neat mindset. You know, when you mentioned TAMP, you know, turnkey asset management providers, I know that you are not the only one out there. So yep. I'm sure if we Googled, you know, best TAMPs, you're yep. one of them. What are yep. some of the ways that you guys are separating yourself from your competitors?
Yeah. Well, the first and most obvious thing that makes us different is that we charge a flat fee for our services. So pretty much everybody else, not pretty much, but everybody else charges a percentage of assets under management.
Like,
so
yeah, AUM.
As the account gets bigger and bigger, the fee gets higher and higher. In our case, we do charge basis points up to a point, but then we cap the fee. Once a household reaches about $400,000, the fee is capped at that point. And so we have a very low cost offering and a very transparent fee schedule. So everybody can understand what the fees are for a particular client and what they're going to be in the coming year. And it really sets us apart because the flat fee thing has really been quite a big deal for advisors that work with us. Their clients love it. The other thing, though, is just making sure that the service level we provide is the highest that we can offer in our business, especially when you're dealing with, there are a lot of very big firms in our business. And, you know, just like, unfortunately, like any big firm, they start to lose touch with their clients. And, you know, there are very few, you know, like how do you like dealing with your cable TV company, right? Or your telephone provider, you know, they're giant companies. They have, you know, 800 number type service. We have a very hands-on high level of service that's really served our advisors well. And I think that it justifies the fact that we've been ranked as the number one TAMP 3 years in a row now in the Bob Vera's Joel Bruckenstein Advisor Software Survey, where they survey thousands of advisors, and we're number one ranked for three years in a row, which we're pretty proud of. And I think that's, you know, in part due to the flat fees, but I think more than anything, it's due to the level of service and partnership that, you know, that I've been talking about. Hmm. You know, so yeah, those are the main things. I mean, the portfolios that we manage have performed really well, but there are other people managing portfolios like the portfolios yeah. we manage. I'm not going to say we have some secret black box that, you know, always outperforms the market. I mean, I think that's sort of a silly way of trying to sell your services, really. Yep. You know, it's
because anything can change at any point in yeah. that realm. You're yeah. going to have the most you know, whatever, logical, sane, consistent returns, you know, the yeah. most safest way to approach that, all of that. But in your competitors, you know, if you're saying to a client or a financial planning firm, you know, well, of course we're going to do those things. But in addition yeah. to that, here's yeah. what really sets us apart. And the thing that catches my attention is it's like Kevin O'Leary on Shark Tank when he wants his royalties into perpetuity and everyone yeah. gives him a hard time about that. And then sometimes he's like, okay, I'll cap it at whatever when I make this right. back. Well, yeah. assets under management, when you get a percentage up to X, whatever, you know, then it goes to a yeah. fixed fee. Yeah. I would suspect that that makes someone sit up and take notice and go, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
That really helps us contain our cost so that our profit margin is where it needs to be. So I think yeah. that's a really big distinguishing factor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's so we work with advisors two different ways. Some of them pass the fee along to their clients. So in those situations, they have a competitive advantage because they can say, look, you could work with some other firm, but your fee is just going to keep going up the bigger your account gets. And here, if you work with me and First Ascent, you're going to have a very low, reasonable fee that isn't going to increase just because your portfolio gets bigger. Mm. And then you've got other advisors who actually build our fee into their fee. And of course, that, as you said, helps their profit margin because our fee caps out at a certain point and they can continue to benefit from the fee as the account grows.
And on top of all that, you get to talk to an actual human and not feel like you're just another number. And we, yeah. you know, that's a tangible intangible. It
yeah,
really is.
No, absolutely.
Know?
And the people that you talk to are not people that we just hired out of college, you know, last year.
Yeah.
It's a very, very experienced group of people. And that's by design. We really wanted to make sure that we had people at our firm who understood advisors, understood the issues that they deal with, and knew the answers and knew how to get things done. So that's, you know, it's very important.
Well, Scott, it's been really a great time chatting with you. This is such a neat, really niche service that you provide. And I love how you separate yourself from your competition. If someone is listening to this thinking, hey, let's chat, what's the best way they can reach out and learn more and then also connect with you?
Well, the best way is go to our website. That's First Ascent AM for asset management, firstascentam.com. And you can see that our whole team there, all of our emails and all of our phone numbers are there on the website. We want to make sure that we're very easy to get a hold of if you need us for something. So firstascentam.com, and you can talk to me or you can talk to anybody at our firm.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for coming on today. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure. Really enjoyed the conversation.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.